time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better. Yeah.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Welcome into Jefferson College over in Hillsboro, the return of the Viking Voices show every Wednesday out here at Jefferson College, catching up on all things Jefferson College athletics, particularly the seasons in sports, and that just happens to be volleyball and soccer. And volleyball first up, Coach Ida Steiger with us. Coach, thanks for taking some time out of your afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Good to be here.
Awesome. And Coach, you guys are just out practicing, yeah?
Yeah. I breathe heavy.
You guys already started the year off. You had the tournament last weekend in the Iowa Western. Really the one that opens for you guys, a big test. I remember talking with you prior. I think you went 1-3 on it and faced the number 7 ranked team, the number 3 ranked team as well. Another team that was like you guys receiving votes as well. So just kind of sum it up. What did you kind of see from that that first tournament and from this year's team? Obviously such, you know, recycling at the junior college level.
You know, as I told you before, first tournament, it's a challenge for us. It's a good challenge. And it's always nice to see what we need to look like before the end of the season. And like you mentioned, we played 3 ranked teams. And, you know, moments good, moments not as pretty. But, you know, I have a lot of freshmen. I guess it's to be expected to look a little rough around the edges. But, you know, it was good. You know, like I said, there were good things, you know, and playing ranked team shows the things that we need to work on. So I can't complain. Yeah, 1-3, you know, I always say 2-2 is a good tournament. You know, 1-3, we fell a little short against Indian Hills, losing, you know, in the 5th set, 14-16, which was a little heartbreaker for us. I think, you know, both teams on both sides played well. So, and that was good to see. We, you know, played consistently well, 5 sets. You know, the first game, I think everybody against Hillsboro Community College, I think everybody were a little nervous, in particular freshmen, so it was a little shaky. I didn't see that much or anything good or bad we did. We just, I think nerves took over more than anything, you know. Second game, we came out against Eastern Wyoming. You know, it was a different team. They moved on. They shook off. The first game is over with and done. I kind of wished we would have played Eastern Wyoming first and then Hillsboro, but, you know, I don't make the schedules, you know. So then Indian Hills the next day, and I think after, you know, it was a mental match against Indian Hills, and I think when we got to Iowa Western match right after we played back-to-back, you know, I think we were just checked out. So, but good things, you know, inconsistent, some good attacking, you know, some games we blocked well, some games we received well, and vice versa, you know. So I think it's a work in process.
Coach, yeah, you mentioned the freshmen and kind of getting in there and the nerves and jitters, but how good is it for them to be exposed to such really good teams and such a big tournament like that? So then they can kind of go, oh, this is college volleyball. This is a big step up, and then kind of work on that and practice the following week.
Yeah, I mean, they play, you know, on the high school teams that they are studs, you know, and then they play club ball that is better competition probably, you know. And then they come to college and then they realize, oh, man, I'm not a stud anymore. You know, I need to work for it. Yeah, it's good. You know, like I said, that first weekend, you know, I make the, you know, Iowa Western always gives us a good games, good ranked teams. And I think that's good for the freshmen to see. And this is what I need to do to be at this level. You know, this is what I need to get by the end of the season. Because at the end of the day, we were hard for 3 months for the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been doing the Iowa Western? I was trying to go back on the NJC, and it was like before 2012 even that it looked like you guys kept going.
It's been a
long time.
I've been, what, a head coach 10, 11 years, quit keeping count on I think we started about that long ago when I started coaching, took over, and I think that for, you know, so it's been at least 9-10 years somewhere in there. Yeah.
Awesome.
We've been going. First time I went in, I was always about good competition. I'm always about butt kicking, you know, games, and I think that's how you learn and how you get better. So I went in there, and it was a great experience, and we've been going there ever since.
Good deal, and you guys turn it around and get the first home match on Thursday against the Missouri Baptist JV. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Missouri Baptist JV as well. How nice is it going to be to get an opportunity to play at home and to get some of the freshmen a little more accustomed at their home stomping grounds?
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't get nervous again playing home. Okay, we got, you know, I thought we're done with that. I mean, it's great. You know, home games are great, especially when, you know, they have family friends and some other sports, you know, coming and cheering them. I think it's a different atmosphere, you know, and a different play. It's always been great to play home, and we're excited to open up with Missouri Baptist JV. I think it will be a good match in a lot of ways, you know, working hard this week, trying to correct little things here and there, what we saw from last weekend, so hopefully that will show tomorrow.
Yeah, what has kind of been the big emphasis in practice for you guys the last couple of days?
everything right now. No, a lot of it, it's trying. We worked so much in preseason and, you know, even first week of regular season on correcting things, and now we're trying to glue six people on the court. You know, whoever steps on that, six people on the court. How are we going to make this work, you know, how, where we go. So it's more strategic, more teamwork that we're trying to do. And, you know, the girls, some of them coming in and finding me during the day between classes and trying to get some individual attention as well as we go and they need. So we're still trying to find sometimes, you know, they have to put time for individual right now. We got to start focusing on team and finding those six people, best six people on the court.
Yeah, I know you said that the setter position was really going to be one thing that has a big battle with it, you know, with Riley and then, of course, I think Kara Dunn as well. And those girls, what did you see from them this weekend? Did they perform well in a mix?
Yeah, I mean, they both set. Kara set the first day, Riley set the second. Natty seems to be the most consistent out of three of them, you know. And, you know, so Riley and Kara, who wants it more? Like I said, and if nobody takes the job, we might consider going back to 5-1, running a 5-1.
Okay, very cool. And then how about up top, hitting it? And of course, you got Yanger, your stud that you called her, the hammer, I think
yeah.
it was. And
yeah.
Obviously, I know she did well. But how about some of the other young ladies stepping up?
You know, we discovered a couple things. You know, Urte seems to be a good... at first, Amani played back row. Then we switched her up Urte, and Urte seemed to be very aggressive and very successful back row attack. So that gives us another choice, you know, a bad pass, whatever, she's right there. So we switched that up, you know. The biggest thing what I saw with Urte and Amani, my both pins, you know, you depend on your pins a lot. It's consistency, you know. They can go on a run, you know, get 8 kills in a row, you know, 8 great swings, and then they make 3 or 4 arrows, you know. And we'll go on the run again, and then 3 and 4 arrows. We got to clean that up. You know, it's a consistent. But this is going to come, you know, from getting touches, playing, you know, every day. And some of it, you know, club, high school, you know, block not, might not necessarily be there. So they were used to swing in one direction and one direction only. Well, that's not the way in college, you know. We teach them to read, to, you know, discover the hitter's weaknesses and favorite spots and, you know, put the block there. So we got to get more shots, you know, like pitchers, I guess, getting more pitchers, curve, fast pitch, you know, and the same with hitters right here. You know, we have to get more shots and get more control of it. So that's going to come with touches. So, you know, Urte and Armani need to, you know, they've been working and they will probably continue working the rest of the season, you know, getting a little bit more consistent. You know, you made an arrow. Okay, maybe you made 2 here. You can't keep making 3 or 4 in a row. It just brings the whole team down. You know, the momentum, the everything brings our momentum down and gives the other team momentum, you know. So Yeah, setters. We talked about setters. You know, surprisingly, Kylie was very effective. We're working on getting passes and some of the free balls more accurate to set up the way we could run our middles more. Kylie had a good percentage all weekend long, you know, as she got the ball. And then Kayla, obviously, she's always great. She's always swings the ball away, and Indian Hills a little bit picked up on her swinging, so they were digging a little bit more, but those balls were hammered, you know. And unfortunately, you know, like tell Kayla, you know, everybody remembers you from last year. You know, everybody counts. Everybody says, you know, can't pop on her. You know, you're just going to have to get creative and, you know, make it work. Make it, I'd hit them. You're going to have to.
Yeah, kind of play the mental game a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. She's going to have to let the ones that they dig up, if she missed, let it go and focus on the ones, you know, what I need to do next, you know, because, you know, she's our go-girl and she needs, you know, she knows that, you know, and we depend on her, so.
Another thing I wanted to touch on was communication as well. You're saying that things were going well, but you said it was kind of just one of those things that just happened to kind of continue to grow as the girls get a little more and more closer. So is it the communication pretty solid for the most part in terms of, you know, bad errors or things like that for you guys this weekend?
Communication is important in any sport, I guess. You know, mm-hmm. Communication is all the time. Whatever, you know, communication is important in relationships. Everywhere, communication is important. There are two things. Yes, we don't talk enough, balls drop or they run into each other, you know, but at the same time, you know, they focus on the things to change that I understand that my communication not come right away. So, yes, as a coach, really frustrating not having as much communication as we wish, you know, but they're working on it. We are working, you know, calling the balls off, you know, getting where we need to go, you know, knowing that ball, you know, calling out loud, you know, and I think we'll get there. I think it just like any other technique or any other, you know, skill, we need to just a little patience and a little time.
Awesome. So Thursday's coming around. That's it's tomorrow. Yeah. I shouldn't even say Thursday. It's tomorrow. Getting set. So what types of things are you looking to do in order to come away to get that second win under your belt over the junior varsity squad tomorrow?
The consistency from the outsides. Look at Natasha Neri, we call her Neri. You know, she's all good square away. She runs offense, you know. Riley and Kara, they both gonna see the court, you know. I'm gonna look who wants the spot, you know. And I look run offense. Like, I don't want to over, you know, set outsides or overset Kayla all the time, you know. We have to run offense all the time. We do have, you know, by running 6-2, it's great. We have three hitters all the time. And if we're there in the back row, we have a fourth hitter, you know. So I want to see all those hitters, not just one or two hitting, you know. So the setters have a work cut out, you know. Passers, defense, working on placement around the block. Here is my ball. Here where we should cross, you know, a little more complicated in the back row. So hoping to see some of the things worked out from last weekend, you know, that we had issues with a little bit with defense and serve receive. Obviously, we always look for serve receive. You know, overall, just looking better together, mm-hmm. six people on the court, more than anything, just trying to see a little bit more smooth transition into, you know, in the game.
Yeah, a little more gelling.
Yep.
All right, getting set. Then Wednesday, East Central, another home game on Friday, right?
Yep, we're ready for that. Both good games. East Central is conference, and, you know, Indian Hills, like I said, that's kind of a little bit, I guess, come back and try to win, whether it's in five or whatever, you know, or in three or in four, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
win to win.
Well, and losing 14-16 in the fifth, it's a little redemption, I guess.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach Steiger, thanks very much for coming on the show, opening us up, and informing us a little bit about the Jefferson College volleyball program.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
That's Coach Ida Steiger with us here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. We'll step aside for a short timeout and come back with more Jefferson College athletics coming up next.
I want my teenage son to be thinking how to deal with life's stresses and natural changes. I want to know how to talk to him about things he'll experience as he builds relationships. I want him to know I'm there for him. I just don't know how.
Here is a resource that can get you started. Connect With Me activity cards have been developed to help begin the discussions. Visit health.mo.gov/connect to access these free cards and other resources.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
The Joachim Platen Ambulance District salutes the brave men and women in our armed forces who are fighting for our freedom. And they encourage Americans everywhere to remember those who so bravely lost their lives during the attack on our country and September 11th, 2001. The Joachim Platen Ambulance District would like to remind everyone to take time and remember all the families of the victims who lost their lives on that tragic day 16 years ago.
It's the Hunt for the Silver Eagle, the first event to kick off Twin City Days, and the fun and the clues begin Tuesday morning, September 5th on KJF, and then posted at Enterprise Bank and Trust in Festus. Mornings at 7:30, 9:30 at noon, listen for the Silver Eagle clue, and then go hunting on public property in the Twin Cities. If you find the Silver Eagle, you'll win 4 Cardinal tickets, dinner at Maurizio's, and an overnight stay in St. Louis City Center Hotel. Be listening Tuesday morning, September 5th at 7:30 for your first of 12 clues in the Hunt for the Silver Eagle, brought to you by Enterprise Bank and Trust and KJF Radio.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. Switching gears just a little bit, speak with sophomore Kaylee Yanger from the volleyball team in just a bit. But first, we got assistant head coach Bob Bartolone of the soccer program with us. And, coach, you guys were in action yesterday, had a big 4-2 win, I believe it was, against St. Charles. What'd you see from the guys there to get that second win of the year? Go to 2-1.
Trying to think back at the game.
Should be fresh in your memory, coach.
It is fresh. I'm just looking at a lot of positive things that occurred. Obviously, scoring 4 goals, that's a good thing. The fact that we gave up 2 goals, that's something that you look at. But the 4 goals and how we scored the 4 goals, I think, were important, that they didn't just come from some accident or some mistake, a little bit of a mistake that their defense did, but look at it like, did we build up? Did we connect with one another, and did we make the right passes at the right time?
Coach, I know that Jack Foster had 3 of them, and then he had a goal as well on the opener for you guys, and I remember you talking about him, you and Coach Ochoa talking about how dynamic of a scorer he's been coming from England as well. What types of things does he do so well on the field that makes him so effective from, you know, kicking it and punching it out from 15, 20 yards?
He's able to, just like in basketball, create space for himself. And then when he gets that space, he's able to take a quick shot, and it's powerful. Some people can create space, but then they have a long, lanky type approach to the ball. It takes them longer to get to the ball, whereas he's more quick with his feet and is able to get the shot off before the defender can close the space down.
How much of his success have you seen recently from other guys getting the assists as well, or even the second assist? I know it's not a stat in soccer, but, you know, guys creating plays, getting Foster open, or has a lot of it been him being able to kind of create his own shot like you're mentioning?
I think that's a good thought. I think it's a matter of he puts himself in a position to receive the ball. So players are able to see that, and so they deliver the pass at the right time. So it's a combination of both. He has the ability to get himself into spaces between the defense, and then we have players that recognize that situation and are able to deliver accurate passes to Jack, and then Jack is able to hold off the defenders and either take the shot. Now, he has, on numerous occasions, also given good passes back to players, They just haven't been able to connect or finish and, you know, on the goal. So that dynamic is still being developed, and hopefully it continues where we're not really peaking now, whereas we're peaking towards the end of the season before the regional playoffs.
Coach, you mentioned defensively the two goals in yesterday's game. I could tell you're a little displeased about that. But prior to that, to playing some really good defense as well, I know when you guys were up at Maryville, I was reading on their recap that goal came the 82nd minute, I believe right. It was. So as a whole, how's the defense started for you guys?
Obviously, defense is looking fairly solid. They're making – it's hard to describe the game on radio, but what happens is an event will occur, say, at like, say, 1 minute, and the effect of that play 30 seconds later or 10, 15 seconds later, that's when that play affects what happens. And in my opinion, and trying to explain that, that's what occurred on yesterday's match, is that the mistakes were made. It wasn't critical at the time, but you can see that was the what the Dutch call moments of the game where that changed the direction of the match.
Interesting. Okay. And then how about the play in keeping for you guys? I know the goalkeeper you guys very excited about having him back this year after missing last season, but back and ready to play again this year. Nadine Kudik, tell us a little bit about what you've seen from him.
So far, he's tries to organize the defense. He's experienced because he knows the style we would like to play. And then he's obviously his goalkeeping skills have improved over the years. The fact that he stopped two penalty kicks yesterday, yeah, that's enormous. Not very many goalkeepers can do that, but he stopped two of them. And so that is critical to the back, being able to verbalize and to verbalize and organize the defense and try to kind of like be the, field marshal on the field, saying, hey, here, pass, there, pass, drop, or clear the ball. So he does that very well.
Yeah, quarterback in the defense, it sounds like a little bit.
Yes, it's similar to a quarterback on the
I gotta ask about the stopping of the penalty kicks, though, because, for me, I played soccer when I was younger, but I didn't play at a high level up. So, my background knowledge is I feel like it's like a guessing game. Like do you just pick up on some of the little things and where they go? How do you stop two like that so successfully?
A little bit of luck,
yeah.
maybe more luck than normal. But the situation is, in this particular case, because we don't have a lot of stats on players, you just kind of goalkeeper picks on certain things that the person taking the kick. Maybe it's alignment. Maybe it's the way his shoulders square up to the ball or don't square up, the way his eyes look, or where he keeps staring at. And then it's just a matter of guessing correctly and hopefully you get a foot or a hand or something onto the ball. And he did that yesterday very well.
Yeah.
He, as they would say, Raiders of the Ark, he chose wisely.
He chose wisely.
In the third, third one.
Indiana Jones. Yeah. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Yeah, I almost feel like you have to just look at the body language and everything so well and try to find almost like a poker tell or something, mm-hmm. That they'll do. So that's very good. Coach, obviously you get the win, and that's a big region and conference win as
right.
well, an important part of that. So what things are you taking that into practice as well as getting prep for your guys' next ball game?
Well, what we need to work on is a little bit of possession, and then we also need to talk about time management of the clock. The pressing, non-pressing type situation, we're probably not going to be able to get to today, but we'll be able to address it this weekend. We're going to Florida this weekend. We play East Florida State College, usually ranked in the top 10. And then we on Saturday we play Broward County from Miami. They're very good also. So those two teams are going to be a challenge for our players. And as a coaching staff, just trying to come up with some solutions to the situation. So hopefully we'll be able to work next week on the press or no press type situation, so we can handle Indian Hills is coming in next week also.
Are you guys taking off tomorrow for that?
Yeah, we'll be taking off at 5 o'clock or 5 or 6. We're taking the bus down.
How long of a drive was that? 16 hours?
It's 16 hours straight through.
Is it really? Oh, straight through. Here's the catch.
Yeah, 16 straight through. So you got to figure, an hour or two for breakfast. And then you have a bus driver exchange at some point in time. And then you're catching, just the traffic or lack of traffic. Or there's a lot of construction going down towards Melbourne, Florida.
Last question for you, Coach. What would be a successful trip to Florida when you guys come back?
At least a split would be successful. Over the top would be coming back 2-0. If we come back 0-2, I'd be disappointed, but only not real disappointed if we play well. If we play well, then I'd say, okay, we know where we're at. We know we can hang with the big boys. If we can hang with the big boys, then we've got a good opportunity to win our region, our district, and go to national.
Good deal, Coach Bartolone. As always, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with us.
Okay, thanks a lot, Will. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Assistant Head Coach Bob Bartolone joining us now here on the Viking Boys Show on 1400 KJFF. He's set. Get ready to go practice. Got a little on the soccer field. They got practice at 5 o'clock. We'll step aside for a short timeout and come back with more Viking Voices coming up next.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. COMTREE, health happens here.
It's an exciting time at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Every Articat in stock is at price to move during our factory authorized clearance event. We've got rebates up to $1,800 on brand new 2017 Prowler HDX and HDX Crew, the ultimate six-seat UTV. We've got the best-in-class 2017 Wildcat Trail and Wildcat Sport with rebates up to $1,300. Plus 3.9% APR for 60 months, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Highway 67 South, next to the Harley store. Visit us at TSSTT.com.
Our name is our reputation here at Ruther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. At Ruther Ford, we are proud to put our name on our Ford dealership. The Ruther name has been a part of the auto industry in this area for over 60 years, and we are honored to call Jefferson County our home. We do business locally with those who do business with us, and our name is proudly on our door for the very same reason, and on the back of every vehicle we sell. Right now, when you come in during our summer of savings, take advantage of 0% up to 72 months on new 2017 Ford Escapes, Edges, Fusions, and Explorers, and up to 66 months with 0% on the new Ford F-150s. We even have rebates up to $7,750 if you prefer at Ruther Ford. Our deals are up front, nothing hidden in small fine print, and remember, we stake our name on it. We are Ruther Ford, I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford, Ruther.com.
I want my teenage son to be thinking how to deal with life's stresses and natural changes. I want to know how to talk to him about things he'll experience as he builds relationships. I want him to know I'm there for him. I just don't know how.
Here is a resource that can get you started. Connect with Me activity cards have been developed to help begin the discussions. Visit health.mo.gov/connect to access these free cards and other resources.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
It's the Hunt for the Silver Eagle, the first event to kick off Twin City Days, and the fun and the clues begin Tuesday morning, September 5th on KJF, and then posted at Enterprise Bank and Trust in Festus. Mornings at 7:30, 9:30 at noon, listen for the Silver Eagle clue, and then go hunting on public property in the Twin Cities. If you find the Silver Eagle, you'll win 4 Cardinal tickets, dinner at Maurizio's, and an overnight stay in St. Louis City Center Hotel. Be listening Tuesday morning, September 5th at 7:30 for your first of 12 clues in the Hunt for the Silver Eagle, brought to you by Enterprise Bank and Trust and KJF Radio.
Welcome back in here to 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices show. We did Coach Ida Steiger of the Vikings volleyball program, then Assistant Coach Bob Bartolone, and now we got sophomore Kayla Yanger with us of the volleyball team. How are we doing, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Now you're coming back, one of the few returners from the team last year as well. I think there's 4 of you, right?
Yes, there's 4 of us, and we have like 8 freshmen. So we're very young this year.
So have you and the rest of the sophomores kind of tried to take on some leadership roles?
Yes, we're all trying. We don't have like a certain person like that's captain. We're all trying to be leaders this year on the court and off. If anybody needs our help, like we'll be there for them. And that's the same thing on the volleyball court.
Awesome, awesome. Who have been some of the freshmen that have kind of impressed you to start?
They're all really good. Like they work very hard in practice, so they all left a good impression in my mind, and I know all the other sophomores too.
Awesome. And now, Kayla, for you, coming off the second team All-American last year, obviously a big honor for you. Coming in after having such a successful freshman year, what types of things did you really try to work on this offseason to even better that?
I worked out a lot. I'm just trying to improve my blocking and hitting and getting in touch like with my setters, since we have new setters this year. So I'm trying to connect with them as well, the best as my ability, and just blocking. I just need to get better at it. So
yeah. What type of drills can you do to work on blocking? Is it just kind of you have somebody hammer it down and you get up, or?
Yeah. And like someone can like hit it on your hands and then just make you push over the net and make sure your hands are big.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And then you guys get done playing in the Iowa Western Tournament. As you're well aware, that's a lot of very talented teams. You guys played in it last year and this year as well. From your perspective, what did you kind of see from the team as you guys played four very quality opponents, got the win over Eastern Wyoming?
Yeah, it was a very tough weekend. And I know like we do have our struggles, but like that's what it is. That's like what a team is. Like we have to get over that for our practices. Like we know we did some stuff that wasn't good, but we did have some positives out of the weekend. So we just need to make sure that when we are in the practice that we're focusing and we're going to fix what we did wrong in all of our tournaments that we have this year.
Yeah, I saw you guys working a lot in the spring as well towards the last year, just in the gym or whether it be working out as well. Does Coach Steiger and always encourage you guys kind of just to get together as a group and work? Sometimes I saw you guys and Coach wasn't even around.
Yeah, we did a lot during spring. Like we went at 7 a.m. for a long time, and we were always together working out. And then most of the times, like we would like work out with a group of people, like just on our own, or we would just play some volleyball together, and that's what we kind of did the whole spring.
Yeah, just kind of grow and practice, have some fun, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. And then, Kayla, for you, have you set any goals for the team and yourself this year to try to improve? Are you shooting for first team All-America, or is it kind of just play to your best and see what happens?
I mean, it's that last year it was great. I got that. What I got was second team All-America, and it's a good honor. But right now I'm focusing on the team, and if something happens, it happens. But I'm trying to, like, we're all trying to mesh really well. And, like, the goals we have this year, we're trying to go to nationals and just be like a whole team together, not individuals, but to be together.
Group camaraderie then, huh?
Yes.
So speaking on that note, since you have so many new freshmen as well in the school year just started, when did you kind of get introduced to all the freshmen?
I met one of them. I played one against high school, so I knew her for a long time. But we met them all when we moved in on July 31st. And then we were just talking together and we were hanging out. And that's when I met them was here.
They've been about almost a month, actually, almost
over
to the day.
Yeah,
to set and ready. So I guess, what did you guys do any, like, bonding activities or things like that to try to get to know each other and improve some of that chemistry?
We've just been hanging out with each other at the apartments, and we haven't really done, like, and, like, we go out to eat sometimes and do that stuff, but it's been a lot of volleyball.
Okay, so. Good deal. Who do you live with?
I live with Imani Williamson, who is the girl I knew for five years, and then I live with Riley Meyer, and then Natasha, I don't
know. Okay. That's all right. With Imani, you said you were with high school with her for 5 years as well. Did you kind of help get her to come here? Did she kind of lean on you for some advice or anything?
She was getting recruited, like, my year two, so, like, she was probably... I, like, helped her, like, I did say that it was cool, but she was also, she was being recruited kind of, like, at the same time. So, but I did give her, like, I gave her advice and to come here, and it's really good. It's a really good school, so.
Awesome. And then I know defensively a new libero last year. You guys had Rachel Lubers and Allie Hanger doing it this time around. What have you seen from her as the libero?
Allie's been doing really good. She's working hard, and she's on us, like, this year. She knows when to tell us, like, we need to get our stuff together and we need to play harder. And she's like, really focused this year. And she's doing a great job.
Okay. All right. Very cool. I think Coach Ida Steiger said that it was kind of a more balanced team that she's seen kind of in years past, or maybe last year's team as well. Would you kind of agree versus last year's team and this year's?
Yes. Last year it was a good year. And, like, this year we're trying to really mix up, like together. Like, we're trying to have people who are together, and the six players that are on, they need to be on, and then the people who are on the bench, like, they need to cheer, and we're just trying to be, like, balanced.
Yeah.
Like you said.
What are some of the differences you've seen from the sophomore skill set when you were a freshman to some of the freshman skill set that they're kind of coming in? Anything noticeable stand out?
I think since we have so many, there's a lot of different skills that all of them can do. Like, multiple people are playing different positions. Like, they come in here playing a position, and then they try out something else. So they're very versatile. A lot of them are.
And then Coach said you guys are playing the 6-2 formation, correct?
Yes.
And then what types of things does that do that makes that a fun system to play in?
Well, we have two setters, and then there's going to be potentially two right side hitters that go in and out. So we'll have the two setters that just keep going in, and then we'll have two setters, like, playing defense, and then there will be two right-side hitters blocking. So
Awesome. How about school, Kayla? How's the start of school for you as well? The academic side that sometimes we all forget about athletically as well. Have you started classes and all that?
Yeah, I've gotten all my homework turned in. I'm doing fine right now, but as it goes on, it'll get harder. But I know I have to work hard and study a lot.
You feel like it's easier this year, kind of, you know, because you know what to expect and everything now that you're a sophomore?
Yeah, last year, like, the first week of school, I was like, how do you even do Blackboard? Like, how do you? So, but I know, like, now, like, I know what to do. Like, I know how to turn in my assignments and find where all the syllabuses and stuff are in the homework. So it's been easier for me to process that stuff.
Yeah. Know where the classes are?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's always big. What are you majoring in?
I don't know yet.
Don't know yet. Okay.
Yeah, undecided.
Undecided on that. Any ideas of anything yet, or is it really up
in
the air?
It's really up in the air.
Okay, right on. So when you guys get set, you're back in action again tomorrow. You got the JV squad coming in, Missouri Baptist JV, get the home match as well. How excited are you to kind of open up the season at home and get a chance to not have to travel on the bus?
It's really exciting. It's our first home game, and I'm hoping there's a lot of people cheering us on, and I know we're all excited to play because we played in a tournament, like, away, and it's in our home place where we need to do really good at, and we're all really excited.
Awesome. What types of things are you looking for the team to kind of do in order to get that second win of the year?
I think just coming together and really, like, if we have a good pass, like, have a good set and a hit, and we all hope that it'll go like that, and I know we'll work really hard.
Awesome. All right, Kayla. Hey. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing how you guys perform tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
That's sophomore All-American Kaylee Yanger joining us here on the Viking Voices Show to 1400 KJFF. And that's going to wrap it all up for week one of this edition, catching up on all things volleyball and soccer for us. So we'll have a show next Wednesday as well. Maybe talk a little baseball because the soccer program's got a game at 4. Volleyball plays at 6:30 against East Central that week. So we will certainly preview that game as well. And the Jeffco baseball team is going to play at Busch Stadium on Sunday, September 10th. You can contact Coach Evers for some tickets on that if you're interested to go. Good deal, $30. You get a ticket for the Cardinals game as well as getting to see them play against Highland College afterwards. So once again, it's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show. As always, you can find it online at mymoinfo.com a little after the program concludes. We'll talk with you next week. And, of course, be sure to tune in Friday for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show at 7 o'clock. And then for Friday Night Football, we got Herculaneum in Jefferson. Talk with y'all then. Mm-hmm.